Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
So I was speaking to a friend of mine, right? Her team has performed so well this year. Super, super well. They deserve bonuses. And I think they're going to get them. But there's also some non-conventional wisdom that maybe instead of giving them bonuses, because those bonuses are going to get taken by SARS, that maybe they should rather give them, I don't know, like paid vacations or anything like that.
Okay.
Right? Would you accept that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice experience.
Yeah.
If it's an experience or something like having a chef come in and cook us like a really nice meal and we have like a gastronomic experience, great. You know,
yeah.
Because like you say, you get that 2,000 rand, half of it goes to SARS.
That's fine.
SARS at 200.
Okay, so what if, for example, instead of having a year-end party, we decided that we're going to split the money we spend on the year-end party on all the staff members? What would you take?
200.
Well, I don't know. That's what you got to consider. Because you don't know how much you would have spent on the year-end party.
Yeah, if it's 200, 500. No, I say give it to me. No, give it to me. I see you guys enough.
Really?
Year-end party. Nah, you give it to me, but in a voucher, in a form of a voucher, so it's not, you know.
So you know what's funny? I was having this conversation with Comfort. And he asked me what I'd choose. And I answered, I don't care either way. Then he laughed. He said, no. You, back in the day when you were younger, I'd expect that answer from you. But now, you seem to care about how people feel. So I think you'd go with the party. Here's the thing about a party, right? The utility of a party is far greater than the utility of the 200 rand or the 500 rand or the 1,000 rand you're going to get.
True.
People really feel appreciated when they have a party. Or maybe when you go away, team getaway, yada, 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 yada. They really feel like, hey, Ziwile, namhlanje, the whole day, nothing happened.
An experience I get,
yeah.
Right? And I'll speak for a company such as Kaya, where hardly a month goes by without there being some form of an event, right? Mm. So generally, we get to spend so much time together that a party is like, oh, okay, we're hanging out again.
Mm.
But if you're giving me an experience, that is something that would be out of the norm and would be greatly appreciated.
So, interesting.
Yeah, so it must be far away. Like, let's go to Spain. Let's go somewhere.
Spain?
Don't go upstairs.
Spain! The most you're going to get is Sun City.
Like, let's not cross the road or be up here and set up.
But honestly, I hear where Julie is coming from with regards to vouchers. Over the years, I've actually found that vouchers sit in a drawer somewhere, and then by the time I
they expire.
Yeah, no, I'm a voucher, don't work for me.
But it depends on how much is on the voucher. So it's like 5,000 upwards.
Also,
the thing with that vouchers is hard cash. Throwing a party doesn't cost much. Throwing a party, you got to buy the booze. Sometimes the booze is already here.
Oh, it's sponsored.
You got clients. Bruh, they will just give you the booze for free.
Yeah.
So, you know. But let us know what your thoughts are. You specifically, which would you prefer? Year-end party or do you want to get your money in cash?
Ah, it's this. Funny money, dude. What you going to tell money. Case closed.
That's funny.
Morning, Sizwe and the team. Well, mina ngicelela imali yami tu. Ngiyazicelela nje ibonus yami. Company sathi iSARS esalayo izenza umehluko. Angeke. Mangifuna i-vacation, ngizothatha i-leave ngiyacela nje. Have a nice day.
Okay.
Hey, Sizwe, I hear that because SARS will be on our neck and stuff. Yazi thina nje Sizwe, masibona imali uSARS sambona mas collector July. When it's tax season and if you get a refund. It's been a long year. We also had the suggestion, we don't get bonuses, we'd rather have a huge Christmas party. And we're like, if it was a weekend away, where we come with our family, then it would be something. Manje, sizokuthenga.
This is the world. Good morning, and Sizwe, welcome back. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Mina shem ngithanda imali. Hayi ngithanda imali shem. Anginenzaba nama year end party. Imali, money. Yeah, nje, ngifuna imali nje. Ma party and no.
It's very, very interesting. Everybody's like, yo, give me the money. I'll throw my own party.
Guys, we go to work so we can get paid in cash. We don't want to be paid or appreciated with a pizza party, a year-end pizza party. Come on.
Yo, guys. No, I'm writing party. My party swamba all the time. Can I please have the money in my bank account? I've got needs. Can you cool fees, Bafut? No, guys. Can I please have the money in my account, please? In as bonus of my party, number vouch. Can I please have the money in my account? Text or not, can I have the money in my account? Thank you.
Oh, boy, this is hilarious. But it makes sense, right? Because the problems that people are faced with, they are immediate problems and they require cash. Now, a vacation, bro, why are you sending me on vacation for when I've got stress? Like, what am I going to even enjoy on the vacation, because it's going to stress me and I need to know when I come back, school fees are going to get paid. I'm not even going to enjoy the vacation because of that stress. So it makes sense if people say, rather give me the money, I'll deal with SARS myself. Even if it means they're going to take half, they're not going to take the half immediately. So I'll deal with them post getting the payment, which, you know, I can understand. So give us a shout and let us know what your thoughts are. 086-00-00959. If you were given a choice between going on vacation or maybe just getting a 13th check, which would you choose? Likewise, if you're given a choice between your company having a year-end party or you just sharing in the money that the company was spent, which one would you choose?
The world. For me, I would always say I had an opportunity to have both, but I'm the person that spends most of his time at work. Né? So the vouchers, I got them. Anyway, I ended up taking those vouchers and using them for other people. So the end year party for me feels better because I work throughout the whole year and never get to rest. And then I think that's a time for me to listen up, specifically for me to have that break and that moment, have that fresh air, listen to good music and all that. Yeah, that's what I would prefer. The money, it's okay. It will never be enough anyway.
Mm-hmm.
At our company, what happens is that we work remotely, so we have £1,000 per person budget for the year-end function. And it is nice to kind of see everybody because we hardly do. We actually get a chance to bring our partners as well. We were flown down to Kota, and it was a great blast. So I do definitely think that the money in your pocket might sometimes help, but it's all about experiences at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, season and the team. I mean, a second Utenga, Amajala, Nayama, Izizoyans, Uti, Siotala, and I want to Veles Nazutabas food. I know Minankelmali, Siegan who pretend a lan, since an artist Chabli, Legantis Quatil. No. Instead of a party, no, bring the money, bro.
Yo, Mina Sizo, yo. Angege, I want money. Ngicela imali. Izinto lezabo zokuthi Christmas party what? That time basinisha notshwala thina ecampanini yami. So they might as well basiphe imali nje. Yo, imali bafethu.
Only money that I want. Only money, man. Money can change everything.
If you don't give me the money, I will show you with your baby. I put the knife like this, like example. You don't want to give? You want to give, Sizwe. Give me only the money, Sizwe. Tumotwako from Katlehong.
I imali. Imali ayize phambili, iphathi emuva. West nake at my workplace, we are paying for our own year end and it's compulsory. Cabanga. So imali phambili team.
You guys are paying for it. That could never be.
You know, I remember a company I once worked for, you know, some time ago. I remember that time, you were big bad, double bad. It was bad, man. People were broke and all that. And then the company offered us a budget for a Christmas party. It made sense for me that we have a party, you know, just to vezelana mazinyo nyana nje, you know, because people are always stressed. You know, it's always important just to, it brings people together, and, you know, skhohle ngomsebenzi. But then there's a guy that raised another even more bigger point. The guy was like, guys, kusizana ukuthi ngingena endlini nuka inyama ye braai ntakiwe while is my kids are broke, my kids are hungry. Yo, you know that thing. It's, yeah, then everybody ended up deciding ukuthi I know it. Zisane le mali. Give us the money. Bump the cheese up.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.